You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said, yep, we are indeed solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, back in the studio today, and it is 2:08 p.m. on, what day is this? Wednesday. That's right. Wednesday all day long. Work. But even still, Alabama's ranked last in the nation, and yet most of our legislators are avoiding this issue like the plague. I mean, you know, some are for it, some are indifferent, and some just act like a fearful Joe Biden in the presence of a sneezing, unvaccinated stranger. You know what I'm saying? They run. So does it matter, though? Here's my real point. Does it matter that 150-plus folks showed up at the statehouse? Yes, it matters. That's the answer. It matters because of several reasons. First of all, it matters because there should never be a time that the conservative side of an issue is not truly and personally verbalized. It is key to the success of any issue that people speak up, that they show up, that they put a voice and a face to their cause in such a way that it cannot be avoided. Last week, I heard that some legislators were saying they didn't see the big deal because no one was calling or letting them know that they cared. Well, they know now. Here's a second reason why showing up and speaking up matters. Because sometimes even the best legislation of any kind, the very best bill, can take several years to achieve final passage. If we don't see major changes to school choice in this legislative session, I mean, if Governor Ivey continues to ghost the issue like she's doing right now, if the teachers union keeps up their high-dollar, multi-lobbyist effort to quash school choice, well then, you know what? Vote accordingly in the upcoming elections and let's push for the bill again next year and the next, and if necessary, the next. There's a classic example in the news today of why this matters, why we never quit, why we have to put our faces and our voices in front of the elected officials who deal with the laws that we are for or against. It happened yesterday in one of the most liberal venues in the entire world, San Francisco, California. Did you see the news stories? I hope you did. If you didn't, go check them out. If you thought that parents speaking up was, you know, having earthquake-level events in Virginia, then you need to see what just happened in the Golden Gate City. I mean, wow. You see, in that most liberal of American cities, a place whose very name is synonymous and virtually eponymous with the words liberal progressive, there has been a school board that has run amok for years. San Francisco schools have become the epicenter for institutionalized attempts to enact social justice and social engineering. Most recently, while refusing to reopen schools for students, they were literally holding out in favor of the teachers union, but they did see fit to focus their attention to caving to activists and attempting to rename over 40 schools because allegedly, oh, you know, they could find evidence of historical and systemic racism in their names, right? I mean, were they named after Confederate generals or KKK Grand Wizards? Nope. It was names like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and even liberal U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, who I'm pretty sure even though she's old, she's not old enough to have owned slaves. I'm just saying. So yesterday, after over a year of true grassroots efforts, the good parents of San Francisco were successful in having the three most liberal members of the San Francisco School Board recalled. Yep. Out of there, pack their bags and send them on their way. And first of all, think about what that means, y'all. Listen to me, right side ruffians. Think about what this means. It means that the nationwide calls that we're seeing to put an end to the constant reengineering of our society have reached such a crescendo level right now that they're having a true effect in even the most left-leaning areas of the country. It means that if you believe in a cause strong enough, you're willing to put yourself out there, if you're willing to gather up others to walk the walk and talk the talk with you, that it can still work. It is still possible for grassroots efforts to grow and flourish, and yes, to succeed. The massive defeat for the San Francisco progressives, it became evident late yesterday as the vote tallies came in, and it showed that the three members, their names were Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez, and Fayuga Maliga. It showed them losing their seats with more than 70% of the votes in favor of removing them. And y'all, I'm going to tell you right now, that's an electoral tsunami. And it happened in a district where the electorate is overwhelmingly Democrat. Oh. Former vice chairwoman of the California Republican Party, her name's Harmeet Dillon. You may have seen her on Fox News and others. She encouraged parents across the country on her Twitter account to vote woke school board nihilists out. She said this. She said, "Attention America, if we can toss the woke school board nihilists out in San Francisco, you can do it in your district. Save your children," she said. So back to me. My point is this. Yesterday at the Alabama State House, it mattered. It always matters. As I stood there myself on the steps of the State House on one of the most beautiful days imaginable, I told all the kids that were gathered that they should be getting extra credit for being there. I mean, that what they were seeing and doing and being a part of yesterday, man, that was a true lesson in civics and a true lesson in representative democracy. So whether you're a truck driver camping out on the Alberta Bridge, or a freedom rider marching for civil rights, or a member of the Tea Party seeking to influence the elections for conservative principles back in 2010, or a Reagan Democrat who realized finally that your party had left you, or a member of the turn-of-the-century women's suffrage movement seeking the right to vote, or a member of the 1980s Christian Coalition seeking to bring faith back into the public square, or a member of the Promise Keepers movement from the 1990s who saw a million men gather on the mall in D.C. to pray over our nation. Or you're just a school kid from somewhere in Alabama standing on the steps of your state house, reading the motto over the door that says, "We dare defend our rights." Well, it matters. All of it. It really matters. Every major change in our nation started with good, solid folks who just cared, who were willing to step out, who organized and spoke and knocked on doors and exercised the constitutional rights to speech, assembly, and due process. It matters. Yes, it matters because that's how the world gets changed. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yesterday was awesome, y'all. If you didn't get to see it, like I said, check out the pictures on our social media. It was so cool. I mean, literally, at one point, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth was speaking, and literally, about the crowd doubled while he was there. We went from about 75 to 150 just in one group walking up. It was gratifying. It was affirming. It was necessary. And it's not going to be the last time. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.